Hey folks, this is David Short for Crofts and Child Protective Services. I have an update on the Yellow Corp negotiations. Something came to my attention. A fellow driver and teamster mentioned that less than a year ago, the federal government gave Yellow more than enough money to be able to fund the pension of the Teamsters. That means drivers like me, for the next 50 years. Yet, as of Sunday, unless Yellow comes up with that $50 million, we are going to lose our pension. Now, this is ironic. The federal government in 2020 gave Yellow Corp $700 million in PPP loans, better known as COVID money. $50 million of that went for bonuses for 9 executives, including the dickhead, the CEO of Yellow Corp. Folks, to say I am pissed off is an understatement. If there is a word beyond being pissed off, that's what I am right now. Our pension, our health care, everything should have been taken care of. But we got a damn spoiled, rotten, damn brat running Yellow Corp. He spent the money. The executives got their bonuses. They took the money that the feds gave them for the pension, and they gave it to themselves. And us drivers got fucked. We got fucked. So Monday, we are striking. Unless Yellow comes up with the $50 million to pay our pension and health care. And if anybody from the federal government, and this is the one time where I believe that they should step in, because they gave the money in good faith. They gave that money to Yellow Corp to take care of what needed to be taken care of, only to have it squandered, only for them to take the money, pocket it, do whatever they wanted with it, and then we, the Teamsters, have to take it up the ass. Or we're tired of it. I think criminal charges should be brought against the CEO and the board of directors at Yellow Corp. That is theft, plain and simple. That is grand larceny, plain and simple. And I'm talking the perp walk. I mean, they, and don't put coats over them. Oh, no. They walk out of there. You make sure that each and every one of them, that's what I would do, each and every one of them would be exposed. That the federal government, in this case, seizes every last damn penny from them. They say, well, my family's going to be hurt. Well, what about the 22,000 Teamsters are going to lose their damn pension? That they're going to lose their livelihood? And over what? Fucking corporate greed. Folks, this is something that is very close to me, as you can hear. I know that you're hearing me yell, but I have every right to yell. I am a Teamster. And I don't think any court should grant them a lawsuit. I don't think any court should grant them an injunction, which they tried to get on Friday. That was today. I don't think any court should grant them bankruptcy. They fucking blew money that was not theirs. That was ours. Yellow Corp, I know you probably listen to this. You guys should, the Fed should go in there on Sunday. Number one, the Feds on Saturday should give the pension money directly to them. That's number one. Number two, file criminal charges against the CEO and all board of directors at Yellow Corp. Number three, have the Department of Justice have arrest warrants for each and every member. Walk in. I don't care how many officers you have to do. U.S. Marshals, whatever. Go in there, arrest them, and perp walk them out. Make sure everybody sees their face. They stole the money. They know they stole the money. They have to be held accountable. Drivers that have been here even longer than me, who have not put in their retirement papers, they're going to have their pension stolen for them. Stolen. Been there, these drivers, 20 or more years. Their drivers, there are veterans who are collecting their pension right now. That's not going to be affected. What's going to be affected are the ones that have not reached retirement or was going to retire this year. If they're smart, and this is for all Teamsters with Yellow, YRC, Holland, Penn, New Penn, and Redaway. If you have not frozen your pension, do it now. Freeze your pension. Go through whatever paperwork you have to. Find out what you have to do. Get with your union storage. Do it immediately. That way, at least you're not going to get fucked over. Folks, I'm sorry I'm losing my voice. But then again, this is something. Here we are. This shouldn't be happening. By all accounts, the money should have been there. Our pension and our health care. Our health care is going to be suspended. Our pensions are going to be terminated as of Sunday. I hope, I don't like getting into politics on this, but the Biden administration must do something. They must look. They want to go after corporate greed. I'm all in favor of it with this. These motherfuckers want to take every penny that they can and then blame the Teamsters for what they do. Jeez. You know something, folks? I'm trying not to say what's on my mind, what I'd like to do to the CEO. The one thing that comes to mind, I keep telling people, is shove a pole up the CEO's ass. And Jeff Dunham has a new puppet. Greedy corporate CEO on a stick. Or just call him what he is. An asshole. Yeah, and I hope this motherfucker's listening. Because Sean M. O'Brien, Mr. O'Brien, or whoever's listening with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, file criminal charges against them. See if the Department of Justice will do that. Because this is inexcusable. Less than a year ago, they were given more than enough money to fund our pension for the next 50 years, like I said. So make no mistake about it, folks. 22,000 Teamsters between Yellow, YRC, Holland, New Penn, and Redaway. As of Monday, unless Yellow Corp, they have $100 million, but they're not going to spend $50 million of that in order to save our pension. And I wonder if they even have $100 million. So, sorry if you hear that I'm currently driving and this just really got me upset. I mean, as of today, July 21st, 2023, I have been at the company for 2 years. My goal was to retire. Now what they're trying to do is they got their cup with their pants down, and what they're trying to do is close the doors and run. Oh, if the, hey, anybody with the Biden administration or Department of Justice, do this. This weekend, freeze their assets. Freeze all of them. Get a hold of the IRS. Freeze every last one of their assets. Make sure they can't take any money out. They want help from the Biden administration. I'd love to hear in the morning that the Biden administration instructed the IRS to seize all accounts of Yellow Corp. To do an accounting. That way, they try taking the money out, and it's like, well, wait, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. We can't take any money out. Of course not. Because you bastards stole that, stole all of our money. And now you want to just drain the accounts? For what? So that way you don't have to pay drivers like me? No. Now, I don't like government to be involved in anything. But in this case, and especially since they took money from the federal government during that whole COVID thing, and they profited off of that, they should have every right to seize their assets, every right to freeze accounts. And they can't use it other than normal business operations, i.e. like payroll, things like that. This is what I was fearful of. People kept on telling me, oh, no, 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 they don't, they can't touch the pension, they can't touch the pension, they can't touch the pension. Yes, they can. They can just let it be terminated. Then all they have to do is just take the money back. That is if they can get it. So folks, that's where we're at right now. As of Monday, unless something changes between now and Monday, and right now it is 11:15 p.m. Central Standard Time on July 21st, 2023. So, they have until 11:59 p.m. Now, I don't know if that's Eastern Time or Central Time. I would assume Eastern Time. So, they have until then to pay the $50 million. Now, he contacted Joe Biden's office, the president's. So this is what they can do. They can say, well, hey, we gave you $700 million. We also gave you more than enough money to cover your pension for the next 50 years. that you decided you're going to use that yourself. That's not very fair for the 22,000 Teamsters you say are going to lose their jobs. If we have to bail you out, then this is what we'll do. You will be charged with embezzlement. You will be publicly perp walked. Sorry, folks. Some people just can't get over. But, you know, perp walk them, charge them with embezzlement, grand larceny. See how they like it when all of a sudden everything they worked so hard for, hard to steal, everything, their houses, all their possessions are taken. And, you know, I don't like it when spouses, and especially children, are harmed because of the actions of the greedy ones. But unfortunately, folks, that's what will probably happen. At least that's what I would want. You know, they have to return the money. But chances are, they gave themselves huge bonuses. I bet a lot of that money is already spent. Well, the next thing to do is have the IRS come in and seize all their assets. And you know what that means, folks. It's not something that I know their kids are. They're going to be very surprised when all of a sudden mommy has to tell them, we have to move. And of course the kids are going to ask why. I think that the mothers of these kids should tell them, because daddy was a greedy ass bastard. He hurt a lot of people who worked underneath him. He took money that was not his. And now, because of what he did, we have to pay for it. And isn't that the case? I mean, how cold-hearted do you have to be to steal money that was intended to pay on something that benefits others? But then again, hey, that's what a lot of these greedy CEOs do. They take the money, they take as much as they can, and then when they can't take any more, they close the doors and run. Well, this government stop them before they have a chance to run. Before they have a chance to drain all the accounts, send it to like the Cayman Islands or something, where they can't get it. And then, hey, fund the, you know, but if it was me, if I was the President of the United States, I'd be making a call as soon as I started hearing that the pension was not going to be funded. That it was actually, the pension was going to be terminated. I'd say, whoa. We sent them money? I said, yeah. I said, okay. You know, if there's some extra COVID money that's laying around, in the morning I'd say, okay, we just sent money over there for 50 years. That's gone. We will retrieve that from Yellow Corp. We are going to send the money. Going to send more money that'll fund that for the 50 years, we will then charge the CEO and the board of directors at Yellow Corp with embezzlement, with grand larceny. We will then see what other legal actions we can do, up to and including property forfeiture. That's just me, but I think that's what this administration should do. I mean, I don't like the government being involved when it comes to family, but I do. I'm all in favor of the government stepping in and saying, hey, you squandered all that money. Where would you spend it on? And this is embezzlement, plain and simple. This is grand larceny. They've got to be held accountable. And any of you that works for a living, if you worked hard, and all of a sudden, let's say that you went home today, enjoyed the weekend, you figured, okay, if I'm a little short, if I start running a little short, I know next week I've got another paycheck because I worked this week. Then you go to work. And this has happened several times. Go there, there's locks on the door. And you can't get in. Well, come to find out that they close their doors. Try calling the corporate. No answer. And you find out that the company closed its doors and they ran. Something, isn't it? I always say this to people. I'm glad my late father isn't alive. Because trust me, this is not the Teamsters he remembers. Sean M. O'Brien is like the late Jimmy Hoffa. Now those that know, remember Jimmy Hoffa, he was a no-nonsense kind of guy. He worked with the dock workers, he worked with the Teamsters. He fought for them. Sean O'Brien is doing the exact same thing. We got a CEO who has not been told no, ever. And now, you got somebody telling him no. And he's throwing a temper tantrum. Then again, when you get all that money, and you have nothing to show for it, and you are crying broke. Sorry, I don't buy that. I do not buy it, not for a minute. Hell. You know, I joked around with this, but if they were to call me, they were to contact me Monday, and they'd say, hey, David, how would you like to run Yellow Corp? As you know, I've got that felony conviction. I'd say, if you took care of that, wiped the slate, you put me there, this is what I'll do. I won't work for $1 million a year. $150,000. The rest of it, you provide me a house, a vehicle of my choice, gas card, of course, make sure that I can run it any way I want, and you got yourself a deal. And of course, they say, well, what about a bonus? It's like, you don't give me the bonus. These drivers work hard. If anybody deserves a bonus, it's the drivers. It's the dock workers. It's everyone that would have lost so much. See, I don't need the bonus. But there are a lot of workers that would love it. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, why not give, you know, the $50 million? I've seen it's approximately $2,500 per driver that would have gotten that bonus. I mean, if they're going to throw money around, just give it to all the workers between Yellow, YRC, Holland, New Penn, Redaway. Give them a bonus instead of these greedy ass bastards. I mean, after all, how would you, my faithful followers and listeners, if one day, let's say you went into work today, and they got everyone together, and they say, look, we normally give bonuses to corporate executives. However, under the circumstances, we have decided that it is you, the workers, that show up every day, that keep this company going. We're giving you the bonus. Let's say that instead of $50 million, it's $100 million. And they say, okay, each one of you will get $5,000 bonus. And of course, the executives say, whoa, 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 what about us? It's like, you get more than enough. You get more than enough money. The bonuses go to the people, the workers. If you don't, here's a couple sayings that my dearly departed parents would always say. One, there's a door, don't let it hit you, or the good Lord split you. Another one just like it is, there's a door, don't let it hit you in the ass when you leave. So folks, that is where we're at right now. There are also rumors about the port dock workers. Once again, might be going on strike, might not. Canadians, they might strike. Then again, I hear they're on again, off again. Sounds like a couple. Jeez. They're dating. They're not. Yes, they are. No, they are. They're on again. They're off again. They're on again. They're off again. Anyone else get dizzy on that one? So this is what I'm getting at. If I am really hoping by the morning that they do, or maybe on Monday. Well, they've been working through the weekend. Maybe the Department of Justice can find a judge that'll sign warrants for the arrest of the CEO and the 8 other executives or board of directors at Yellow Corp and charge them with grand larceny, corporate theft. Because short of that, I don't know. I really don't. So folks, I'm hoping that I don't hear those words, that Yellow Corp closes stores. Now, driver told me that since I have 2 years, then I can find a job anywhere. But that's not my point. Yeah, I can find a job anywhere, a driving job. But my point is this. If corporations continue to steal from hardworking people like you and me, then the whole thing is, why are we there? To make them fat, make them wealthy, to say, hey, you guys don't need that money. Hang on. Sorry, folks. Had to take a little break. And by a little break, well, you don't need to know everything. But what I'm getting at is this. If you haven't figured it out, it's you work hard. Yeah, I took a couple, more time off than I should have. And I've still got my vacation time coming. I don't know if I'm going to get that. What about drivers who've been here, like I got done saying earlier, been there 20 years, 30 years? What about drivers like me who started 2 years ago, or even less time than that? The ironic part is kept on putting people through the driving academy. Kept on hiring people. Even though they knew that this day was coming. Folks, Child Protection Services is one thing. Yeah, they're greedy bastards themselves. But corporate CEOs and executives will keep on taking and taking and taking. I don't know what to tell you. Other than, if there was a way just to make those individuals broke without harming their families, I would say do it. Unfortunately, when they do this, their families, especially their children, get caught in the crossfire. So, how do you explain to little Tommy or little Susie or whatever name you gave them? How can you look them in the eye, in the face, and tell them, Daddy was an idiot. You're going to lose everything because Daddy was greedy. Because Daddy took more money than he was entitled to. That Daddy thought no one's going to catch him. Maybe he was even warned. Hey, dude, you know they're going to catch you. They do. You got a wife, you got kids. What are you going to tell them when the IRS comes and seizes your house, your cars, your bank accounts, everything that they can use? I mean, your kids, there's going to be toys in there. Their computers, anything of value, the IRS is going to take and going to sell and get as much as they can to pay off your debt. And how do you explain that? How can you explain? How can they look themselves in the mirror and explain to their kids, oh, well, you know, I didn't think it was much of a big deal. The government was giving me the money. Yet if you and I would do something like that, they'd string us up. They wouldn't care if you were black or white or whatever. If you're not in those circles, you get fucked. You get everything taken away. You end up on the streets. But hey, those executives say, hey, as long as it's not me. Like this executive. McKinney, I believe his name is. What a piece of work he is. Actually, I know you're gonna say piece of work. Or like piece of shit. Looking back at some of the top Yellow Corp stories over the past year. Yellow Corp failed to pay into pension fund, triggering possible strike. Isn't it something? Their website is still up. Trust me, this guy is a piece of work. Yeah, they got a lot of images. You know something? It's sorry, piece of shit. He's gonna be remembered. I know I'll remember him. Yeah. Overland Park, Kansas is where they're based out of. Some folks, you know, G.C. Cleve Harrell and A.J. Harrell. Those were the founders of Yellow. I bet right now, they're rolling in their graves. They're looking like, you gotta be kidding. We founded this company. We gave people a good living. And corporate greed took over. We'll see what happens, but I have a funny feeling that when all is said and done, Teamsters might have to sue the 9 executives, including the CEO of Yellow Corp, to get anything. I never thought I'd see this. I was expecting to retire from this company. Do my 20. But I said at the beginning, because he asked how long they intend to stay here. I said, until they close the doors or until my 20, whichever one comes sooner. Is that something that on my 2-year anniversary date, have to strike and quite possibly have to start looking for another job? I'll strike with my fellow truckers, my brothers, and the Teamsters. I'll I'll stay here. I'll see what happens. But I'll say this. This is not what I had intended. But then again, a greedy bastard. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be funny that the CEO and the executives, they get their bank accounts hacked and all but $1,200 is taken. That they have $1,200 in their bank account. And if they're like, they got executive wives who love to shop, if the kids love to shop, who's going to be the one to be able to shop with $1,200? Now that would be funny. I would have loved to be a fly in the wall if that would happen. So, I've been ranting, but as of now, that's where we stand. So I'll keep you posted on what's going on, and hopefully before Sunday that the federal government says, hey, you got $100 million, $50 million of that will go for the pension. If you don't, then you know that the feds will seize everything of Yellow Corp, which means, once again, drivers like me are out in the cold. So, like I said, any of you that know somebody or you are with a Teamsters, as of 12:01 a.m. on the 23rd, this company will no longer have a pension, thanks to the dickhead CEO of Yellow Corp. So if any of you believe in prayer, and if there's karma, and I believe there is, hopefully it'll bite him in the ass, and that the CEO loses everything, including his spouse, his kids, that his spouse takes the kids and gets out of there and says, bye, I'm not going to have my kids around a thief. That's what I'd like. Have the kids grow up. Maybe at one point they forgive him. But always try to not be like that greedy father. I'm not saying to cut him out of their life. Gonna have to work through that. Time that we clean house in this country of all these greedy corporate bastards. So, this is David Short for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down, keep moving forward, and hopefully, I'll still have a job after next week.